Good morning. The SIU says it is ready to act following the recommendations of the Fourth State Capture Report. The Commission of Inquiry into State Capture handed over the report to the Presidency yesterday. It covers corruption and fraud in the public sector, including organs of state. The report lays bare former President Jacob Zuma's alleged direct involvement in Eskom's affairs in a well-orchestrated plan to capture the state-owned power utility. The SIU spokesperson, Kaiser Kanyago.
For us, we want to make it very clear that fighting corruption is the whole society approach. We need to get all the stakeholders, including civil society, to be part of what we do so that we can strengthen the areas of prevention. Because when the corruption has already happened, it becomes a difficult exercise to deal with those issues. But
meanwhile, Eskom's current management says it has put a team in place to ensure that the findings and the recommendations of the State Capture Report are implemented. It says the team of internal and external lawyers is mandated to recover stolen funds, prosecute implicated persons, and take appropriate action against those who are still in Eskom's employ. The power utility spokesperson, Sikunati Manshansha.
Eskom has already taken steps to recover funds irregularly paid out by Eskom to various suppliers. Eskom, working closely with a special investigating unit, has been successful in recovering 1.1 billion rand from McKinsey & Company, 1.577 billion rand from ABB,